you, Matthew, and thank you all for being here, and good morning. I wouldn't necessarily call this a keynote. I intend to make just a few opening remarks, but it's nice to see you all here. It's always very encouraging when we get such a robust crowd. So again, thank you for making time for us. We hosted a workshop in Chicago a few weeks ago, and we'll be here as well tomorrow, focusing on swap dealers. So that will be another exciting day for us here. A couple of things I'd like to highlight. So we as regulators are trained to be skeptical. When we examine your firms, we approach you with skepticism. We're skeptical as we review the submissions you provide. When we review financial data and we're testing financial statements, we come at it with an air of skepticism. We call this professional skepticism, and it helps us do our jobs, and it helps us provide the effective oversight that we provide. Now, I'm feeling a little bit of skepticism right now, and if you're wondering why I'm skeptical, it is that my gut is telling me that welcome remarks should not be 15 minutes long, so I'm going to trust my gut, and I'm going to keep it very quick and turn it over to the experts that we have here. But first, I would like to make a few comments, and one of them is a little bit sort of esoteric in terms of, well, what are we all doing here? And I don't mean that sort of in the metaphysical way of sort of what's the meaning of our lives and what's our true purpose. I mean, why am I standing here? Why are they all here? And why are you taking time out of your busy schedules to come see us and hear what we have to say? And the answer is one of the many things highlighted last week in a speech by CFTC Acting Chairman Caroline Pham. She highlighted specifically a number of times that the Commodity Exchange Act mandates a system of effective self-regulation. And why does the Commodity Exchange Act mandate that effective system of self-regulation? It's because Congress determined many, many years ago that it's in the public interest. So what we're doing here together today is fostering that effective system of self-regulation. We're pushing forward the public interest by talking about the issues we're going to talk about today. And in doing that, NFA staff spends quite a bit of time focusing on the areas that we want to engage our members on today. If we could, if we had the time and the interest, we could stay here all day with all the things that we have to talk about. But we really do pare down the issues to the most salient issues, and we hope that they generate questions, and we hope they generate discussion. So a robust discussion here would benefit us all and will definitely be in the public interest as we, the SRO, engage with our members. And we call that member engagement, and Matthew just mentioned that. You saw the QR code out by the registration desk. And Dale Spoljarek, who's a vice president in our Chicago office, will speak about member engagement opportunities later this morning. So I encourage you to participate in as many as you like. A few issues beyond member engagement. Innovation, of course, is on everybody's mind. Clearly, the derivatives markets, market participants, product types continue to evolve at a dizzying pace, and the evolution and innovation continues to accelerate. And we at NFA are cognizant of that, and we focus very hard on our own ability to keep pace with these changes, to keep pace with innovation, keep pace with evolution of the markets. So we have obviously new product types, new types of market participants, new types of trading activity, new types of trading times. You hear a lot about 24/7 trading these days. So we, in that context, are focusing on some of those issues today. Clearly, AI, cybersecurity, issues like that are front of mind for us, which should be as no surprise to you. And we expect it's probably front of mind to all of you. So we have panels that are going to talk about those issues and a lot more other issues. For instance, you saw on the agenda record keeping, you saw common exam findings, how to prepare for an NFA exam. Those usually get a lot of discussion since everyone has an exam. Most exams end up in some findings of various levels of severity, and everyone who's approaching an exam probably often thinks about how do we best prepare for this to make this as quick, efficient, and painless as possible. So some of the information we'll provide here today hopefully will help you all do that. Now, before I stop, I want to talk about one other thing, and it's our relationship with the CFTC. They are our oversight body. All of our regulatory functions are conducted with CFTC oversight, which means they examine us, similar to the way that we examine your firms, so we know what that's like. But more than just examinations, we meet with CFTC chairmen, with all of the commissioners, the division directors, and key CFTC personnel regularly. NFA officers and senior staff sit on all of the CFTC advisory committees, so we are very plugged in with what the CFTC's agenda is, even when that agenda changes. Our relationship with the CFTC clearly goes back decades. It spans multiple presidential administrations, and obviously we're in a period of transition now in Washington, D.C., but for us, this isn't a period of transition. Our relationship has continued with the CFTC as it always has. In addition to the oversight they provide for us, we stay very close to what their regulatory agenda is. When they issue no action letters or proposed rules, we review them to determine whether or not there's an impact on our markets, our market participants, our members, and we determine what that impact is. And we speak very often with the CFTC staff about those issues. They also have a key role in our priorities and our agenda. Any NFA rule or interpretive notice that we wish to put out has to go to the CFTC, and they have to approve it before it goes out, which means we have discussions with the CFTC about our agenda and our priorities before any of that information becomes public. So that substantive and procedural relationship continues with the Commission, and it's actually a very beneficial relationship. We, as the frontline regulators, are able to provide the Commission our perspective, provide them your perspective, as we speak to them about issues impacting your firms and the markets that we are involved in. So with that, I will stop. I'm happy to take some questions now or any comments if there are any. I'll be here most of the morning, so if you don't want to ask a question out in the crowd, feel free to just grab me outside, and I'm happy to have a chat. So thank you again for being here, and I'll give it back to Matthew.